A one-dimensional universe would be what?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm no great expert on this, but I suppose it'd be a spot.
No, it's a line.
It's a line.
Isn't that two-dimensional?
What about a photograph? Isn't a photograph one-dimensional?
That's two-dimensional.
Two-dimensional.
Yeah. Why is that two-dimensional?
That's flat. But you...
Well, all right, so flat. All right, so what's one-dimensional again?
A line.
Yeah, I suppose a spot is
a line. But a line is flat,
line.
No?
But you can't
a line's got two dimensions.
No, a spot. Yeah, a dot. Yeah. Well...
No. You can't go well and move on because this is the
oh, can't
this
I?
Is the nub. But no, you can't because otherwise people out there who are trying to join into this are saying, well, no, you can't say
well,
things like that.
Let's just think.
What's the difference between
three dimensions?
If you take a photograph of a spot, what's that?
That will be two-dimensional.
All right.
A one-dimensional universe would be removing the two that we know exist. So it would be removing either, well, any combination in width, breadth, and height. Take any of those two away. Either
it sounds like my
away,
agent. It's a sophisticated joke for very few people there, but it sounds like our agent. Yeah, no.
Along these lines, the idea is, supposing you took away one of those dimensions and you were left with a universe in which only breadth and width existed, you had no concept of height or depth, right? So...
All right.
No.
You think I'm a better joke about you there, don't you? Anyway,
No, I didn't.
Hang on.
What happens when you're existing, or you... This shows how we have no concept of other dimensions.
No, but I can't get a concept of what you're talking about.
All right.
You see, because it's like the concept of a new colour. And somebody says, well, it's a mixture of... No, it's a brand new colour. You can't think of what a new colour is,
Just
right?
Let me finish the example here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You really do exist in a three-dimensional world,
yeah.
But you don't have any concept.
Okay.
We've removed one of them. Supposing I passed a hoop over you, over your body, down to your feet, you would be trapped. Because you have no concept or understanding of height.
No,
you have no concept of moving up and down. You can't step out of it.
Somebody out there, I mean, Alex wants to come in on this. I can't understand this concept at all. I love it. And the fact that there's 11 of them makes me think, yeah, right. They just make me think they're going along, right? I mean, 11, 12, you know.
Well, I'm with you on this, because they say they're 11, yet what are they? I need to have some definition.
I'm still not sure about dimension 1 or
2.
I believe dimension 2 is dimension 1. It's just subletting or something, because I've not had that. Oh, Alex wants to get in on this. Unless you can say, Alex, well, this would be one dimension. What is a one-dimensional thing? self-regarding jokes about radio shows there, but anyway, what is a one-dimensional thing?
A line is only got one dimension, because it's only got... You can only measure... Imagine if you've got a unit of measure.
Right? Yeah.
You can either measure X, right?
Yeah.
So that's basically either 1, 2, 3, or 4, or minus 1, 2, 3, or 4. So basically,
no,
you're moving along the line.
Ding, ding,
we don't need any more, thanks.
No, I found... All right, so a line... I'll buy this then. A line is... What's it going to call a line? We're not going to get... Oh, no, we're going to get back to all these things in a minute. But a line is one dimension. All right, so that's a line.
You can measure your position only in one direction. In one, either to the left or to the right. You can't say forward or back.
Okay,
you're just moving along the line.
Is what then?
It's two-dimensional, because you can either be further along a photograph or further to the left to the right, because you're moving along the surface of the photograph.
I think I'm understanding that. Okay. Now, then there's a huge jump, then, isn't there, between that and the three-dimensional?
But three-dimensional is when you actually can move above and below the photograph, because you're actually moving in a three-dimensional world. Because
fourth dimension, anyway?
It's time.
Well, so they say, but that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, I'm losing the concept. Oh, there goes the concept. Stands after it. That is not going to catch it. The concept is up and over the hill and it's away. They've not got the concept anymore.